From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 18th. Jessica, July 18th. The day in 10, let's begin with the story drawing the most coverage. Let's get into it. First, from IGN, King of the Hill Season 15 review. King of the Hill Season 15 will be released on July 20th on Hulu and Disney+. If the 13 original seasons of King of the Hill were great and last year's 10 new episodes were even better, Season 15 of the animated masterpiece is something else entirely. A rare season of television that is somehow better than everything that came before it. When King of the Hill returned in 2025 after a 16-year hiatus, it was a spectacular, if not jarring, homecoming for one of the greatest animated series of all time. Next, second, from Ars Technica. Troubling new details emerge on diabetes ouster controversy. Last month, we reported on a troubling incident at the annual meeting of the American Diabetes Association, ADA, in New Orleans. On June 5th, five leading scientists were ousted for handing out copies of an editorial, published in the journal Diabetes Care, an ADA journal, in April, sharply criticizing the Trump administration's ongoing attacks on scientific research. Up next, third, from Ars Technica. Troubling new details emerge on diabetes ouster controversy. Last month, we reported on a troubling incident at the annual meeting of the American Diabetes Association, ADA, in New Orleans. On June 5th, five leading scientists were ousted for handing out copies of an editorial, published in the journal Diabetes Care, an ADA journal, in April, sharply criticizing the Trump administration's ongoing attacks on scientific research. And then, fourth, from Mashable Tech. Apple sends legal letters to dozens of OpenAI defectors, report says. Former Apple employees who now work at OpenAI have been put on notice. According to a new report from Financial Times, Apple has sent legal preservation letters to roughly 40 former employees, which request that they save any documents or communication that could be relevant to their prior employer. Last week, Apple filed a lawsuit against OpenAI, alleging that two former employees who went on to work for the AI giant shared Apple's trade secrets. Next. Fifth, from Ars Technica Science. Troubling new details emerge on diabetes ouster controversy. Last month, we reported on a troubling incident at the annual meeting of the American Diabetes Association, ADA, in New Orleans. On June 5th, five leading scientists were ousted for handing out copies of an editorial, published in the journal Diabetes Care, an ADA journal, in April, sharply criticizing the Trump administration's ongoing attacks on scientific research. Up next, sixth, from Slashdot. Apple sends legal letters to dozens of OpenAI employees. An anonymous reader quotes a report from McRumors. Apple has reportedly sent legal letters to dozens of former Apple employees now working at OpenAI, telling them to preserve potentially relevant documents and communications as it continues to pursue its trade secret lawsuit against the AI company. And then, seventh, from Screen Rant, King of the Hill Season 15 review. Hank Hill and family are as dependable and wholesome as ever. The second season of the King of the Hill revival and the show's 15th season overall has proven that Hank Hill, Mike Judge, and Greg Daniels still have what it takes to reign. King of the Hill now follows Hank and Peggy Hill juggling retired life, their colorful friends, and their adult son Bobby and his burgeoning restaurant. Next. Eighth, from Collider. King of the Hill. Season 15 is everything fans of the original series could want, review. Last year's King of the Hill revival was excellent, brilliantly bringing Hank, Mike Judge, Peggy, Kathy Najimy, and Bobby Hill, Pamela Adlon, into the 2020s. Judge and Greg Daniels' hit animated sitcom has had a knack for delving into real-world issues without ever being too preachy or too cynical. Up next. Ninth, from 9 to 5 Mac. Apple sends legal letters to former employees now at OpenAI. Last week, Apple filed a lawsuit against OpenAI, in which it alleged that its former employees have stolen trade secrets for the benefit of OpenAI. As part of this process, Apple has reportedly sent letters directly to dozens of its former employees now working at OpenAI. And then, 10th, From Story Flow Comedy. Daily Comedy. Brief July 17th from Story Flow. This is your daily audio brief for July 17th. Wit, July 17th. 7 from the writers' rooms and the open mics. Here's the one I keep thinking about. Let's get into it. First, from McSweeney's Internet Tendency. We need to stop this reckless rhetoric about abolishing the thought police. You know, I was reading this article about the thought police, and I couldn't help but think it's a bit absurd that people are calling for its abolition. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.